Hey y'all, my name is Heather. Welcome to my podcast, Shaken Not Stirred. Join me every month with different invited guest hosts where we'll be discussing, oh, the woes of adulting. I really look forward to these conversations and I hope you will too. I'm very excited for my first episode with DJ Dezam all the way from Guatemala, live and in your face. So tune in and enjoy. Well, okay, because I was thinking back to, I still will never forget my quarter life crisis conversation with you when I was turning 25.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm fucking moo-moo age.
So it's just interesting that this being the first rendition or whatever the word is for this podcast and what the podcast is supposed to be about in terms of, you know, the whole idea of adulting and how life goes in ways that don't always align with how folks used to tell us what being an adult meant. And I think that's also changed over the years too, you know, and changed in terms of culture and how our society is currently set up and all those pieces impact that. But I just want to be able to have and or use a platform that I can create to be able to be more open about those conversations, because I have these with my friends in pockets and we're all having very similar conversations. So it's like, why not bring that out and possibly impact others or help others feel validated in their experiences? Because it's happening everywhere, right?
Right.
Yeah.
For me, especially, and coming up on like 10 years past the quarter life crisis conversation and just really thinking about life and change. And the reason you instantly came to my mind when I was thinking about this topic was around like your experience with like your move to Guatemala, of like just kind of like how that took place, how that happened, what your thought process was around that, you know, because you did it pretty like quick, right? Of like, I want to change, selling my shit.
Yeah.
Let's go, right? And it's like,
I will say it's better for me. If I would have talked to people who have done it and listened to people, then I probably would have never done it. It was better to do it the way I did it, which is like, this is what's going to happen. Let me make a plan to get it done. And mm-hmm. We followed the plan to the fucking T. Like, it's like, sell our shit, da 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 da. When we get right there, we're going to move. We're going to work at a hostel because we're going to meet people. And then from there, we're going to plan our next move. And like, everything that we had planned out, mm-hmm. basically happened. So I'm glad that it happened. I guess it does seem quick, because when I hear other people like, it took me 5 years, like, 5 years, my right. mind changes so much. Like, mm-mm. Yeah. Better we did it, because we did it in less than a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I think Garrett came up with the idea, I want to say like in April 2015. Mm-hmm. And then our goal date to leave was April 2014. And our goal date to leave was January 2015. So yeah, I guess less than a year.
Yeah.
Which is
significant. I think there's something to that of being able to talk about, like, what does it mean to just, I don't want to use the words like spontaneous, but in a lot of ways, like, you know, comparing how someone can try to plan out for 5 years, but life happens, right? And there's always something that's going to get in the way of that 5 year plan. What does it mean to just be like, I want to do this, just do it, you know, which is not what you're usually conditioned do, especially as Black people. Like, you don't do that, right?
No, I've had conversations while DJing of people coming up to me and saying like, why are you here? I don't, not necessarily in a negative way, just more confused because I'm not white. And I've had someone in my face say that, oh, you people don't travel. And I'm like,
right,
what? DJing. So I was having this deep-ass conversation with this old white guy, like, while I'm trying to DJ, you know, like, trying to make him understand, because when, and I think you know this too, when you go abroad, the way that we are conditioned to feel as Black people in the States does not apply at all to other countries. So a lot of times when someone says anything negative about us and our race, we're automatically thought to think racism. Oh my God, you're racist. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people just don't know. You know what I'm saying? And I rather you come to me and ask me all these stupid ass questions and me try to enlighten you in a way that you would understand than to, and I'm not going to think you're racist. I'm just like, oh, okay. Where are you from? Okay. You're just not hip to, you know, our sensitivity level, because I think as Black women, especially, like, we are really sensitive to being Black, you know what I'm saying? And especially for me in the States, I'm very aware of being Black. You know what I'm saying? Here, I'm aware of being Black because I look different, not just because, you know, I'm in a space and I go to a store and people are following me. Here, it's almost exactly opposite. So when people have questions, I have to sometimes think to myself, like, they don't know your experience, because a lot of these people, when they go places, they have, they don't ever have to think about their race. I was having a conversation with this Australian guy and he was talking about race relations or whatever. And I had to stop him and say, when was the last time you had to think about being white? I was like, exactly. I constantly have to think about being Black, how I'm perceived. If the police come, I've got to change up my voice. Oh my God, officer, what did I do? Like, I'm very much aware that I'm a Black woman, where you're not aware that you're a white man because you don't have to be. You are accepted anywhere in the world.
Right.
Right.
That's what white privilege is, right?
Right. But if they, I mean, even just saying white privilege, people are just like, okay, what's, I should say Spanish. Like, what's that? Because they don't even know that that is how it is. And when I brought that up to my Australian friend and my Guatemalan friend, because I have a Guatemalan, oh, you met him. JP, he moved to the States. And one of the things he said was that he was excited for people to be racist towards him, to have a conversation with him, because he's never experienced that.
Wow.
So for him, it's not like this whole negative thing. Oh my God, I'm going to go to the States. They're going to think I'm a, you know, insert Hispanic, you know, negative. He has no concept of that, because where he's from here, he never has to worry about being Guatemalan. He never has to think about that he is Guatemalan and how he has to present himself. And now he has to do that in the States. And for some reason, he's excited about it. And he's like, you know, that might make me dumb and you might think I'm stupid. I'm like, well, I don't think you're dumb and stupid. You're just naive. It's just different experiences. I can't, there's nothing I can say to you, because I've never been a Guatemalan man that's never had to worry about my race. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know how we got on this, but it's just, but it's very interesting. It is very, very interesting.
It reminds me of conversations that I have with folks that are either about to travel abroad or never have, especially as Black people. And I'm like, nationality was never so prevalent for me until I started traveling. So it reminds me a lot of what you're talking about, right? It's not to say that when I travel, people don't recognize me as a dark-skinned person. Like, it's not that they're not paying me as Black. But the first thing they notice is, like, I'm American.
Exactly.
You know, like, you're American. Exactly. So it's not about being Black American or Mexican American or Asian American. It's like, you're American, and that has
Or you're not from here. Like, I don't know where you're from, but you're not from here.
Right.
Having or wanting to do what you wanted to do and then taking in account what somebody else wants to do and compromising, that shit is fucking hard. Mm-hmm. Especially in another country. That shit is stress. Right? We don't speak that language. We don't know anybody. We don't know the layout. Google Maps don't work, so you can't just type in Chinese restaurant and they're going to tell you three, go 100 meters. Nah. Like, there's none of that. There's literally figuring shit out and walking and hoping you don't get lost. So there's that. So I don't know. For me, I kind of just, like I said, I saw a very small window of opportunity because was not married, didn't or don't have kids. I decided to make the leap, and now I don't necessarily want to come back to the States. I've seen
you.
Too much.
Yeah, I don't blame
no,
you.
No, I've seen too much. I'm not. It's like, either I can try to obtain some level of success where people are in awe of me. Oh, I'm, you know, the senior vice president of creative of this network and stuff like that. Yeah, I can try to attain that. Or I could stop all that stress and start over and do whatever the fuck I want to do right now. Because let me tell you, if I fuck up here, it's not going to be like it would be in LA where I'd be fucking homeless. If I fuck up here, it's fine. It's okay. It's not a big deal. I can try all the things I've ever wanted to try. I can do it here that I wouldn't be able to do in the States because I don't have a lot of money.
Right.
So, anyway.
Well, and not only did you successfully move there and all the things that you're speaking to, but
also the piece of how you created this name for yourself overseas. DJ Dazam took yourself overseas and created this whole like hip hop like wave over in Guatemala, and I think that's fucking amazing. So like, so just being able to like maybe like even like talk about that and what that experience has been like, and I think that's kind of cool. When I sometimes I'll talk because folks still know that we're still connected, and every once in a while someone will be like, "Oh, how's Lonnie?" And I'm like, "What is she doing?" I was like, "Oh, she's like DJing and teaching." They're like, "Wait, she's DJing over there?" I'm like, "Yeah, she." They're like, "What?" And I'm just like, "It's Lonnie. I don't." And that's it, right? But I do think that would be kind of cool just to talk about like what that looks like, and not so much talking about hip hop per se. Not that that's a problem, but I'm not like well versed in hip hop per se. But be able to, I think it does say something to speak to. It's you didn't just go over there and DJ. You're like you actually started like you know a hip hop culture in a lot of ways.
It's so weird.
But it's true, and I think but that's yes. awesome. So I would love to be able to, you know, talk about that and what your experiences okay. have been, you know, around that too.
Sometimes life doesn't go as planned, and sometimes it does.
Or yes, and more of also like how do you like take life by the reins? You know, to be like this isn't working. Like my current life isn't what I want, or it's just not working for me. But and pushing against those societal standards of like. Yeah, but you got a good job, you know, and you got this, right. and so you should be happy, right? Because I mean, you had a really good job in people's like eyes, right? Like you're working for, yeah. I forget who you were working for by that time.
Either one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's kind of like, oh my God, like you quit that. Like that's what people are trying to get to, and you quit that, right. and you're like, I want something else. Let me, you know, I want to.
Oh my God, it's so interesting when other people say it back. It's very interesting because it's like, yeah, these are all true things,
right?
That's just not how my brain works, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and so many people, I mean, myself included, I'm finding myself in this stage of life. I feel like this happens every quarter for me, so that's different. But stage of life where it's just like, I want what I'm doing is not making me happy and it's not fulfilling me, and not just like. So much pertaining to the job itself, but just like my pace of life and the way life is going, like I'm not happy, but I'm always constantly pushing against, but I'm supposed to be happy because here I am. You know, for me, it's like people are like, you made it, you know, you've got this good job. And I was like, you don't even know half the shit that goes on with working there or even just like, but for me, that wasn't my ultimate my optimal goal. Like I wasn't trying to get there. I got there because I wanted that job, but it wasn't the whole prestige and eliteness that comes with it.
But you got it. Right.
Yeah. Like that wasn't, that's not part of my plan. Like I just want to work somewhere that's holistic and I'm happy with that. I'm healthy. And you know, like I can travel when I want to and I make enough money to do so, like all those things. Like that's what I'm looking for. And so to tell people that though, they're like, I don't get it. They're like, but you have this, like you have everything people are working for, but I'm sitting here with it and I'm like, I don't want this, you know?
Right.
And then what does that mean to make that change and take that risk and that leap? Just be like, I'm going to try something different, especially as a black person and as a black woman.
So one thing that I find interesting that you said is that when you get older, people start to think about the things that they haven't accomplished. And what I find interesting is I never really thought that way. I always think about the things I can do. Mm-hmm. For example, so I live in Guatemala and we've been living here for almost 3 years. And, you know, it was never my intent to stay here this long. I thought that we would come here, see what it was about, and pack up and go someplace else, kind of like country shopping for a home. But Garrett, my partner, is really interested in staying here. And so I said, like, if we're going to stay here, then we need to boss up. I'm not going to work for anybody anymore. And so we came up with an idea to create an English center for children, like an English center where they could do art stuff, not just like homework and teach English, but to make it a fun place. And so from there, it's like, okay, so how can we actually do this? And so we got a lawyer, got a contract, we have a place, and we're going to start building this school probably starting next week. So what came from an idea of just like, huh? And I just started thinking like, this is something that we can actually do. This is something that we can actually accomplish. Let's just take it step by step. What's the first step? Okay, let's check that off. What's the second step? Okay, we need a lawyer who can speak English. Not easy to find, but we found it. Mm-hmm. All right, we need a place that we can do. You know, we just started doing things, not necessarily thinking
this whole big picture. It's just like bringing it all down to something very, very simple and just following these steps and check it off. So I say that to say that I think it's just better to think about the things that you can do and then how you can accomplish it as opposed to things you didn't do. Because if I started thinking like that, my bitch ass would be depressed all the fucking time. Like, that's clearly real. I'm clearly not living a life that most people live, especially being Black and American. So, you know, you just can't think that way. That's way too negative.
That is what you describe in terms of the how, not how you think, but how I think other folks typically think around like what I haven't done. I think that's what really gets people bogged down, you know? And I used to think like that, like I would accomplish something, whether, you know, big or small. And the first thought that would come to my mind is like, oh, well, that's done. Like, what next? And it was like this, yeah. And it was like this constant, it almost felt like an uphill battle in my own life, just around like accomplishment and success and what that meant to me and yada, yada, yada. And that just got really tiring, to be honest. It's tiring. It's not, I don't think it's healthy. I think it's one thing to have goals, but it's another, you know, to set it up in a way that you just are never going to be successful in your own head or mind because of that thought process. So I do appreciate you sharing like how you think about things. So I think that's important, you know.
Look, I'm 38 years old. I don't have any kids. I'm not married. I don't have a career. Like, those sound like very negative things, but to me, it's a part of a story that has nothing to do with my happiness whatsoever. You see what I'm saying? So all the things I'm supposed to have at 38, I don't have, you know what I'm saying? But what I do have is I have the freedom to choose what I want to do. I don't have one job. I have four jobs. Anything I've ever wanted to try, I'm able to try because of the decision to not, or the decision to live someplace else. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, which for me is a lot more fulfilling than me being a TV producer and then try to work my way to the top. And all it is having lunch with different people and whose ass I can kiss and who likes me and who doesn't like me and all that kind of shit. Like, that's for the birds, even though that's what a lot of people might have strived for. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Well, it's even interesting in that because it reminds me of a past conversation we have around the, you know, what you're supposed to have and what you're not. And even with you saying, well, I'm 38 and these are the things I'm supposed to have and I don't, but I still feel successful. And what I'm coming into for myself is the things I'm quote unquote supposed to have, I don't even want anymore. You know, right. Like, I've never strived to have a house. Like, that's just something. And I don't think it's not that it's not attainable. Like, I think if I really put my mind to it and really work towards it, could I have it? I'm sure. Right. At some point, like, it might take a little while, but I could have it, but right. I don't want it. You know, I want, things I'm finding that I want are things like flexibility or a work-life balance in a sense that, yes, I enjoy what I do in my work, but my work is part of my life. My life isn't surrounded by my work. You know, I'm no longer willing to like climb that quote unquote corporate ladder. Like, I'm just not interested in it. So then like, well, what does that mean for me to often be surrounded in these environments where one, that's the norm and that's what's normalized. And you try to voice that and folks are like, really? Like, almost like, what's wrong with you? Right. Like, then why are you here? Like, what are you doing? And sometimes I'm like, honestly, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing in this environment because this isn't me, you know?
So Heather, I ask you, what are you going to do?
That is a great question. And that is something I was thinking about on Sunday after my birthday party. It's like, what is that first step? And how do I even like take this leap of like faith, if you will, around just like, what are steps that need to happen? Yes. But I think at some point, some catalyst or extreme just needs to take place and just be like, it's just going to happen. And this is, you know, and that's, I'll admit, like, it's scary.
Right. But you have to think about, is that something that you would regret? Let's say, for example, you sold your car, you sold your shit and you move to Portugal. Do you think that in 2 or 3 years, you're really going to think, damn, I should have not moved to Portugal. I should have just stayed where I'm at and tried to climb this ladder or work at another school. Like, you got to think of it kind of like that. You got to think about, is it something that you're going to regret?
Or is it going to be like a huge life lesson where it's like, now maybe I do go back to the States and now I have more clarity on what I want to do, because you're outside of a box. So you can see something, or you can see things way differently when you're taking a step back and looking at it further. You see what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. And I can already answer that. The answer is absolutely not. Would I regret any of that? No. Like, I even think about opportunities that have come up for me lately that I've just passed over. So I'm like, I don't want to put the time and investment in that. That's not the direction I want my life to go, yada, yada, yada. And one, it was an easy decision to make. But two, I don't even think about those things, right? It's not like, oh, should I have, you know, gone forward with this, like, publication? Should I have? And as soon as I'm like, no, it's just like, all right, like, it's already out of my mind, you know?
Right.
So now it's a matter of making those conscious choices and decisions to go towards what I do value, what I do want, and not be, again, so bogged down with like what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's really what it is, you know, for me at least. It's like the supposed to's. And as much as I say I push against that, and I do in a lot of ways, right? Like, if we think about, shit, my life, how many times have I moved? How many different states have I lived in? You know, like, I've lived in, what is it now, 4 different states in the last like 7 years, you know, like, that's more than some people have done in their lifetime. And
it's more than me. I've only lived in California as far as states.
but you know, but that's always been my life. And I think I would say a couple of years ago, I remember this point where, because so many folks, you know, I'd be like, well, I want to try something different. I want to move. And of course the rhetoric has always been, no, don't do that. You know, like, you have to stay here for a certain amount of time. You have to do this, you have to do that. And it had me thinking, like, well, is there something wrong with me? Because again, I don't want that, right? And now I've finally come to this peaceful place with myself around, like, being like, first of all, I don't really care what other people think. But secondly, being sound and like, no, this, like, it's okay for me to live my life this way, because this is my life. Like, this is what works for me. I like change. I like transition. I like stimulation, which is also why I like moving all the time. I don't like the process of moving. That's just
right.
You know, but you know, in terms of like going to a new place, figuring things out, meeting new people, trying to find my community, yada, yada, like, one, I'm good at it, but then two, that's, I think I'm good at it because I enjoy it, you know?
And that means that you just need to start focusing on a plan so you can do that. Like, who's telling you to stay? Who's telling you that you have to do X, Y, and Z? Is that you? Is that your head? Like, who's telling you to do that? And it's life. It's nobody else's life. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. It's you and you alone. You get to die by yourself. So why? I don't know. Listen to that. Do you know how many people are saying, like, why the fuck would you move to Guatemala? Do you have a job out there? Do you speak Spanish? Do you, like, because it wasn't a fancy spot, right? Like I think I had said, if I moved to Costa Rica, it would have been, oh, you're moving to Costa Rica. That's so cool. If I said I was moving to Puerto Rico, but it's still a state, but, or not a state, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? But because it's a place that people don't know, it's like all kind of negative. My mom was super negative. Most of my friends were super negative and didn't understand why, but they don't have to understand why. It's my life. And now they talk to me and it's a completely different story. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. Yeah. So you already know that you need to move on. You just have to figure out the plan. And yes, it's hard, but no, fuck that. It's not hard.
You got to get over your own mental hurdles. That's really what it is. Right. That's all it is.
Right. It's not hard. And then once you leave, you start meeting people who are like you.
Right.
Or who are completely different than you, but you start hearing their perspectives about stuff. Like, I've met, first off, I'll say this. I really never had any white friends. I'll just put it out there like that. Until I moved here, where most of my friends are either from Canada or from Australia. And just hearing what they're going through, and it's just completely different. And it's like, it's so cool. And I don't know. You just have to do it. You just have to figure out a plan. You don't need a fucking 2-year plan either. You just have to plan to have a little bit of money saved up, which you have in your car. And then you speak English, you have a master's, you could teach English anywhere as a jumping off point to get you to a place to then start exploring. Let's say for some reason you want to go to Korea. you can go to Korea, you can teach English, and then while you're there, you can figure out other places you want to go. Oh, I'm in Korea. Oh, well, Thailand's not that far. Laos is not that far. And Malaysia's not that far. And then you can start traveling that way. And then you can stop teaching in Korea and then go to fucking Malaysia and start working at a fucking, I don't know, beach resort. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you do have to make the leap, you know, and it's not that hard.
Yeah.
I also know that I don't think like other people.
But I resonate with that because I don't either. Like I say
you make that plan. I say that by your birthday next year, you make a plan to live someplace else or do something completely different. That's my hope and goal for you. 1 year. You have 1 year to get your shit together and to do something else.
Right? But I think that's one thing I will say I appreciate so much in my adult life. I think there's value to knowing folks for an extended period of time, right? Like I think about the relationships I have with people that, you know, like we talked about last time, we're in the age where the age/stage where we've known folks for 10 plus years, you know, and I think those are good quality 10 plus years, right? Because there's plenty of folks that are just around where it's right. Like, I mean, we around, right? So, you know, social media impacts that. Like, you feel like you're part of someone's life, but you're not really. But I do value.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. But I really value the people that have known me through different stages because I think that's important, right? And so when they do talk about life goals or just like, how is life going? And it's like, you've known me through varying pieces, you know, of life. I've known you through varying pieces of life, the ups, the downs, the challenges, all of that. And so I think that's just as important for people to like keep in mind, like, who are you keeping company with? And are people really pushing you in the ways that you should be pushed?
Yeah.
and keeping your core and who you are at the core of that, right? Because I'm not going to walk up to somebody else and be like, well, you should like move overseas. Like, they won't do it because that's not them.
Right, it's not for everybody. Like, it does take a certain type of personality to deal with this type of shit and deal with like different cultural differences that you may encounter, you know, because we are American and we are taught that we are awesome and that we are the best country in the world. And whether we know it or not, that is impacted in our being. And so when you go someplace else, it shines all the way through. Like, I didn't know how American I was until I left.
Right.
Until people are just like, yeah, that's you thinking that the normal way is the American way. I'm like, it is normal. No, that's just the American way. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
You mean everybody doesn't work themselves into the ground day after day, Monday through Friday? You know, like, yeah. Yeah, that's right. What I want to step away from because I'm just not finding. I'm not finding holistic fulfillment in my life. Now, I'm not speaking specifically like to my job or to, you know, my career, but just who I am becoming to be. And I'm, as I continue coming into myself, I'm like, I don't value that. like I don't want that. I don't value that. I know I've traveled enough and been around enough to know like this isn't. It's not normal and it doesn't have to be, you know?
It doesn't have to be normal.
No, but we get so caught up in that rhetoric of like, but this is what's normal. This is what I should be doing. You know, this is how it operates. And I know it doesn't because I've seen it, you know? So then I start looking around me and I'm like, okay, y'all are kind of on one because if you think that I'm about to sit here and only get 4 hours of sleep a night because that's what success is, you don't got the wrong person because, you know, I'm not willing to do it. And I'm okay with that.
Because I have, and I think I mentioned this before, that I do have other friends who are very, very successful and have gone after every goal that they've ever thought of or whatever and are still very unsatisfied and have health problems or have various different complications where they're just not happy and they're getting to the point now because we're all of, you know, in the 30s or whatever, where it's kind of just like, now what? Like, is this really what I wanted? Is this what I wanted to do?
Right.
So you're definitely not alone.
And I know I'm not, which is why I'm talking about this on this lovely podcast, Shaken Not Stirred.
Right. Little plug there. But yeah, even, you know, even people I knew that when I was working at E or whatever, and, you know, for some reason, there was a lot of women that worked there that were in the higher position, like the president of the company at the time. you know, female, whatever. And they honestly all, and I hate to say this, looked fucking miserable. All of them. Every single vice president I know, especially women or someone that was very just higher up. I have yet to see somebody in a very high position as a female that was, you know what? My life is grand. I am vice president of X, Y, and Z. I have a husband who loves me, children who are doing fabulous. Like, I don't know. I personally don't know anybody like that. None. Everyone's questioning whether or not they decided or what they decided to do was the right thing and everything they've accomplished, especially people who have masters and PhDs who like, this is my job. This is what I'm going to do. And, you know, have laser focus. And now that most of my friends are now 33 and above are just like, shit, like, is that really what I wanted? Did I just waste all that time? Or what else could I be doing? And that sort of thing. So it is interesting.
No, I was just going to say, I think the message that I want to get across is, I mean, if that is someone's respective want in life, that's fine. Right. But for me, it's about if that's not what you want and you're recognizing that for yourself, like embrace that, right? Like don't try to sit there and think that there's something wrong with you because you don't want to climb that. You don't want the job that's 60 hours a week. You know, you don't want that. And that's okay. And then what do you then do with that? It's kind of like, you know, you pushing me on my now 1 year plan.
So 1 year is definitely enough time. But yes, what do you do with that? I mean, it's very easy to say, and people will say, it's like, well, if you don't like something, change it. And it's easier said than done. It's like, okay, so how do I go about changing it? What plan is that? And you literally have to just sit with yourself and meditate and figure out what it is you want to do and take it step by step, as opposed to thinking that, okay, in 20 years, I want to do this. I mean, I guess that works for some people. It doesn't work for me. I think that if you just break things down to smaller pieces, okay, I don't like my job. All right. Cool. What are you going to do about it? Do you not like the school? Let's say for you, the school that you're in, like if you went to a different school, would it be better? Or is it more, you know, you've set yourself up and now you're trying to think like, or not trying to think, but you're thinking, shit, this is not necessarily what I want. So you've got to figure out why you're unhappy first. And then you just take little baby steps until you figure out what a bigger plan is for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think a lot of people wake up and just like, ah, I've got it. I'm going to be a mason. And then they do that and they're happy for the rest of their life. I guess that does happen to some people, but that's not necessarily realistic. So you just, just step by step, you know?
Step by step. And that's all you can do, right? Yeah. So this was great conversation and food for thought.
As I have my salad in front of me.
Yeah. But these are the conversations I look forward to having once a month with different people that I know or I think that can bring some different insight than the normal rhetoric that we often hear or is often like thrown at us. And so my hope is that folks continue to join in and listen.
We have callers. Caller one, what is it? Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
I really thought about it. I was like, maybe I'll set up an email account and maybe like people can write in. And so y'all that are listening, you let me know if that's something that you would want. I'm more than happy to address questions and thoughts that people have as they listen to what comes up. But, you know, mainly again, I just hope that this is a platform for difference. And there's no one way to be an adult. Like there isn't. And I think that's really important to note. So
unless you're having fun, I don't know.
But on that note, shit, I ain't got time for it no more. Passive aggressiveness. We are adults. Use your fucking voice. Be direct.
I'm going to have to steal that one as well. I don't have time for, no, I was going to say, I don't have time for dreams because I'm not necessarily a dreamer. I'm more like a doer.
Fuck dreams.
Fuck dreams. Make it a goal. Instead of a dream, make it a goal. Okay, I want to do this. All right, well, do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I ain't got time for complaining. Even though I complain a lot, but that's because of the culture difference.
I ain't got time for everyone else's complaining.
I ain't got time for everybody else. How about, I don't got time for anybody else.
That's kind of real. Yeah. You know what I ain't got time for? I ain't got time to be spending my time on people I don't want to spend time with. There. Yes. That's what I don't have time for. Just don't do it anymore. Like, if I don't want to go somewhere, I don't go. If I don't want to call someone, I don't call. You know, like if I want to spend time with you, I will let you know. I will fucking fly overseas to Guatemala. You know, like.
Yeah, I don't have time for that either.
Yeah, but being intentional with time is a big thing for me now. And so I just ain't got time to give time to people I don't want to give time to. The end.
There's a song, I ain't got time, I ain't got time, I ain't got time to do this. But I don't know who sings it because I know the trap version only.
And on that note, it was great talking to you. I enjoyed our first official, or I guess my first official episode. And I really hope that folks got something out of it, and I would love feedback, or I would actually love
to like everybody else do you. That's what I would like to end with.
Thanks for listening to Shaken Not Stirred, a part of the Overthink Podcast Network. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to the podcast network. And if you're really feeling generous, go ahead and rate and review us on iTunes. That would help us out in a big way and would help us create more content to share with you as well. So as always, you can check out our website at overthinkpod.com. And also our handle is at overthinkpod pretty much everywhere else. So give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram and like us on Facebook. And that would help us out too. Spread the word. We're always interested in hearing from listeners. So please drop us a line and let us know what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, maybe even if you want to suggest some topics you'd like to hear featured on the podcast, our email address is overthinkpod@gmail.com. Thanks again for stopping by.